Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 11, just at the beginning. First verse. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu merged the entire world into the ocean of ecstatic love by performing his beautiful dances within the temple of Jagannath. He danced exquisitely and jumped high. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda Prabhu. All glories to Sri Advaita Prabhu. And all glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Aradhina Sava Boma Kahi Prabhura Stane Abhayadhana Deha Jadi Kari Nivedane. The next day, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya requested Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to give him permission to submit a statement without fear. Prabhu kahe, kaha tumi nahi kichubai, yogya hoila koriba, ayogya hoila nai. The Lord gave the Bhattacharya assurance that he could speak without fear, but added that if his statement was suitable, he would accept it. And if it were not, he would reject it. Savabhoma kahe, e prabhu rudrarai, utkanta hanaiche toma milavare chai. Savabhoma Bhattacharya said, there's a king named Prataparudrarai. He is very anxious to meet you, and he wants your permission. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this proposal, he immediately covered his ears with his hands and said, my dear Sarvabhauma, why are you requesting such an undesirable thing from me? Since I am in the renounced order, it is as dangerous for me to meet a king as to meet a woman. To meet either would be just like drinking poison. Niskinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajon Mukhasya Param param jagamaso bhavasagarasya sandarshanam visyainam atha yoshitam cha hahantahanta vishabakshanato apyasadu. Greatly lamenting, the Lord then informed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, alas, for a person who is seriously desiring to cross the material ocean and engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord without material motives. Seeing a materialist engaged in sense gratification or seeing a woman who is similarly interested is more abominable than drinking poison willingly. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. This is a quotation from Sri Chaitanya Chandrodaya Nataka. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enunciated the principles for a sannyasi renouncing the material world for spiritual advancement. Spiritual advancement is not meant for magic shows and jugglery, but for crossing the material world and being transferred to the spiritual world. Param param jigamaso means desiring to go to the other side of the material world. There is a river called Vaitarani. And on one side of this river is the material world, and on the other side is the spiritual world. Since the Vaitarani River is compared to a great ocean, it is named Bhavasagara, the ocean of repeated birth and death. Spiritual life aims at stopping this repetition of birth and death and entering into the spiritual world, where one can live eternally cognizant and blissful. Unfortunately, the general populace does not know anything about spiritual life or the spiritual world. The spiritual world is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, parastasmat tubhavo anyo vyakto avyakta sanatana yasa saveshu bhuteshu nasyatsu na vinashyati. Yet there is another unmanifested nature which is eternal and is transcendental to this manifested and unmanifested matter. It is supreme, and it is never annihilated. When all in this world is annihilated, that part remains as it is. Thus, there is a spiritual nature beyond this material world, and that spiritual nature exists eternally. Spiritual advancement means stopping material activities and entering into spiritual activities. This is the process of bhakti yoga. In the material world, the via media for sense gratification is mainly a woman. One who is seriously interested in spiritual life should strictly avoid women. A sannyasi should never see a man or woman for material benefit. In addition, talks with materialistic men and women are also dangerous, and they are compared to drinking poison. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strict on this point. He therefore refused to see King Pratapudra, who was naturally always engaged in political and economic affairs. The Lord even refused to see the king, despite the request of a personality like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was the Lord's intimate friend and devotee. Sarvabhauma kahe, satya tomara vachana, jagannatha sevaka raja kintu bhaktotama. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya replied, "My dear Lord, what you have said is correct, but this king is not an ordinary king. He is a great devotee and servant of Lord Jagannath." Prabhu kahe, tatapi raja kala sarpakar, kashta nadi sparse yaitse upaje vakar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Although it is correct that the king is a great devotee, he is still to be considered a venomous snake. Similarly, even though a woman may be made of wood, one becomes agitated simply by touching her form." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Chanakya Pandit has stated in his moral instructions, "Tyaja durjana samsargam bhaja sadhu samagamam." This means that one has to abandon the association of materialistic people and associate with spiritually advanced people. However qualified a materialist may be, he is no better than a venomous serpent. Everyone knows that a snake is dangerous and poisonous, and when its hood is decorated with jewels, it is no less poisonous or dangerous. However qualified a materialist may be, he is no better than a snake decorated with jewels. One should therefore be careful in dealing with such materialists, just as one would be careful in dealing with a bejeweled serpent. Even though a woman be made of wood or stone, she becomes attractive when decorated. One becomes sexually agitated even by touching the form. Therefore, one should not trust his mind, which is so fickle that it can give way to enemies at any moment. The mind is always accompanied by six enemies, namely kama, krodha, mada, moha, matsarja, and bhaya. That is, lust, anger, intoxication, illusion, envy, and fear. Although the mind may be merged in spiritual consciousness, one should always be careful in dealing with it, just as one is careful in dealing with a snake. One should never think that his mind is trained and that he can do whatever he likes. One interested in spiritual life should always engage his mind in the service of the Lord, so that the enemies of the mind, who always accompany the mind, will be subdued. If the mind is not engaged in Krishna consciousness at every moment, there's a chance that it will give way to its enemies. In this way, we become victims of the mind. Chanting the Hare Krishna mantra engages the mind at the lotus feet of Krishna constantly, and thus the mind's enemies do not have a chance to strike. Following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's example in these verses, we should be very careful in dealing with the mind. We should not be indulged in any circumstance. Once we indulge the mind, it can create havoc in this life, even though we may be spiritually advanced. The mind is specifically agitated through the association of materialistic men and women. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through his personal behavior, warns everyone to avoid meeting a materialistic person or a woman. Continuing, Mahaprabhu said, "Just as one is immediately frightened upon seeing a live serpent or even the form of a serpent, one endeavoring for self-realization should similarly fear a materialistic person and a woman. Indeed, He should not even glance at their bodily features. This is a quotation from Sri Chaitanya Chandrodaya Natak 8:24. But Acharya, if you continue to speak like this, you will never see me here again. Therefore, you should never let such a request come from your mouth. Being afraid, Savabhauma returned home and began to meditate on the matter. At this time, Maharaj Prataparuja arrived in Jagannath Puri, Purushottam, and accompanied by his secretaries, ministers, and military officers, he went to visit the temple of Lord Jagannath. Prabhupada says in his purport that it appears that Maharaj Prataparuja used to live in Cuttack, his capital. Later, he shifted his capital to Khurda, a few miles from Jagannath Puri. Presently, there is a railway station there called Khurda Road. When King Prataparuja returned to Jagannath Puri, Ramananda Roy came with him. Ramananda Roy immediately went to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great pleasure. Purport. All Indian kings are given titles. Sometimes they are known as Chhatrapati, sometimes as Narapati, sometimes as Ashrapati, and so on. The king of Orissa is addressed as Gajapati. Upon meeting Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Roy offered his obeisances. The Lord embraced him, and both of them began to cry in the great ecstasy of love. So we shall end here and hear about the meeting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy when Ramananda Roy returned from Vijayanagar. And we shall hear this very soon, Krishna willing, Hare Krishna.